Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking with people in California, and would like to ask you some questions on a confidential basis. So for quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. So before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm not driving, but I am cooking.
Okay, all right.
So well, you got to make it quick.
All right, thank you. All right. So, in what state do you currently live in?
California.
California. All right. Thank you. So, in which county in California do you live in?
Merced.
Merced. All right. Thank you. So, of all personal telephone calls do you receive, do you get, like, all or almost all calls on a regular home phone or some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone or all or almost all your calls on a cell phone?
Equal for both. Why?
Equal. All right. Thank you. So are you or is anyone in your household employed by, like, a newspaper, television, radio station, political party, or a candidate for political office?
Yes.
All right.
I'm a Democrat, and I am voting straight Democrat.
All right. Thank you. So would you mind specifying in which one of the categories any of your, like, family members work in? Is it newspapers or televisions or radio stations or political parties, or do we work for any candidates for political office?
No, I don't work for any candidate.
All right. So, but you or no one in your household, they don't work for any of the categories I mentioned, right?
Radio, TV, no.
All right, thank you. So, just to ensure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born in?
1961.
All right, thank you. So, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
Mexican-American.
All right. So, would you say you're Hispanic or white?
I'm both.
All right, thank you. So, what is the last grade you have completed in school?
I have some college.
All right. Would that just be some or like a associate's or a bachelor's?
Pretty close to an associate's.
All right. Thank you. All right. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve of it.
Do you strongly approve or someone approve?
I strongly approve.
All right, thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Oh, I definitely approve.
All right.
Strongly.
All right, thank you. So if the elections for state assembly were held today, for who would you vote for, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Oh, definitely Democratic.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a list of some people that are active in politics, and if you could tell me if you either have a favorable opinion about them or an unfavorable opinion. And if you have no opinion about them or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first person is Kamala Harris.
Oh, yes, definitely. I strongly like her.
All right. What about Esmeralda Soria?
Yes, I like Esmeralda.
Donald Trump?
I hate him.
He's an idiot.
All
right, thank you. And what about Joanna Garcia Rose?
I think I've heard the name, but I don't know about that one.
All right, no worries. So would you say no opinion then?
Yeah.
All right. So which one of these following issues is the most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Would you say it's homelessness, climate change, border security, inflation, the cost of living, healthcare, taxes, education, jobs in the economy, abortion, or crime and public safety?
I think that mine is the economy, which under Joe Biden is doing very well. I also think that abortion is big on my list, and quite a few others that you mentioned. Border security does not bother me.
All right. So if you could choose, like, just one of these issues, would you say it's jobs in the economy?
Yeah, I would say the economy.
All right. So thinking ahead to the November elections, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all interested and a 10 means you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
I am a 10.
10, all right.
Interested.
All right.
Yes.
So if elections for President were being held today, for who would you vote for? Kamala Harris?
Kamala.
All right. Thank you. So, a selection for State Assembly was being held today. For who would you vote for? Esmeralda DeSoria, a Democrat, and a State Assembly member, or Joanna Garcia-Rose, Republican and auditor slash mother?
I would vote for Esmeralda. I've voted for her before.
All right. So, are you going to definitely vote for her or probably vote for her?
I'm going to definitely vote for her. We read up on all the candidates, how they vote, what they do, and before the election. So,
all right, thank you. So, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or it's pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
I think it's going in the right direction. People just haven't given it a chance. Donald Trump screwed it up.
All right. So, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, has it decreased, or has it stayed about the same?
I think it's increased, and I think it's increased all over.
All right.
So, and I think it is due to gun issues in a lot of cases, but we do need to fix the people who are stealing stuff from malls and all of that and breaking into jewelry stores and every other kind of store. And taking stuff. We need to tougher lives on that.
All right. So have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Actually, I was a Republican until Obama.
All right. So would you say you have voted Republican?
Oh, yeah. I will never, ever again vote for a Republican, though, because they have no sense of morality anymore. The Supreme Court, mostly Republicans, they're biased. They do not vote with logic. They're voting party lines. All of the stuff that's going on. Everybody hated hated Trump for a long time. A lot of the Republicans now they're kissing his ass again. Because they want to get somewhere, and that's the only reason. They know the man is stupid.
All right.
I really detest that guy.
Oh, all right. I mean, no worries. I mean, we'd love to get people's opinions. So kind of like the more in-depth you go, the better for us, really, because we just love to get people's opinions. So now I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia-Rose in your campaign. And after I read each statement, if you could please tell me if it makes you more likely or less likely to support her for State Assembly. And the first statement is, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia-Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
No, I don't think that's a good idea. You need taxes. You need taxes to pay for our infrastructure, to pay for our schools, to pay for the things we need.
All right. So would you say this would make you much less likely to support her?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So the next one is, in the State Assembly, Joanna Garcia-Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office.
You know what? I would really like that, but that wouldn't make me vote for her. Because I simply do not trust that Republicans will do what they say.
All right. So would you say this makes you, like, somewhat less likely to support her, or somewhat more likely, or much less likely?
Okay. It would make me more likely to support her, but I wouldn't vote for her. Because even if she tries, the rest of the Republicans are going to go against it. That's just the way it is.
All right. So as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia-Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
That I would like too, but that's something I would like to see because I don't think that's going to happen either. We've got plenty of them.
All right. So would you say this would make you, like, let's say, somewhat more likely to support her or somewhat less likely or much less likely?
It would probably make me somewhat more likely to vote for her. But I, as I said, I will not vote for her. If she got voted in, then I might like her better than another Republican.
All right. So, Joanna Garcia supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children.
And I like that, too.
So much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. And Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
That's good, too. But that's not going to change my mind either. So somewhat.
All right. Thank you. So kind of like based on those statements, if election for state assembly was being held today, for who would you want to vote for? Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat and state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, a Republican and auditor and mother?
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. And after I read each statement, kind of like the same dynamic, if this makes you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or does the statement make no difference? And now if it makes no difference, it can be like you just, like you don't believe it, or you just feel like you're still going to support her either way. So the first thing is politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with.
I don't believe that.
So no difference?
I can look it up and find out, and I probably will look it up, but I mean, all I can say is Fox News. Look at them. Look at what they put out. I don't believe it until I read about it or see it. And I read what the politicians do. So I research it.
All right. Thank you. So Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now it will pay for more food, groceries, and gas because of it.
Well, I think we need the gas tax. It's not hurting anything. It's like 50 cents. So,
all right. So would you say like this would make you like, does it make no difference or like somewhat more likely or much more likely to support her?
Well, it's not going to make a difference at all.
All right.
No matter what.
All right. Thank you. Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance.
You know what? I do believe in the healthcare system. We need it where it's affordable. Medicare screws people. I think we need that. I think we do need changes to our medical so that people who are sitting on their ass don't get any. But that's not likely to happen anytime soon. But I do support universal health care.
All right. So based on the statement, would you say that this makes no difference then? Or does it make you much more likely to support her? Or is someone more likely?
Probably more likely.
All right. Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
All right. While families might struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits.
I don't think that's true. Take care of the people who come in and we have free before something happens, before people are going to the emergency room, if we have something in place to take care of people, then you won't have all of the crazy stuff and all the bills that we have now. That's what I think. I think we've made a mistake by not making healthcare affordable. And I think that is due to the government, and I think it's due to the Republicans. I mean, it goes both sides of the aisle, but Republicans are more for the rich, and they don't care about anybody else. Period.
All right. So would you say this makes no difference then?
Nope.
All right.
It actually, it actually makes no difference.
All right. Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go towards negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses.
Well, let's see. Trump took people's money and told them it was for something else, put it in his campaign, and then he used all of that for himself and his family. So, I don't see the problem with this.
All right. So would that be also no difference? Or is it like much more like...
Right. No difference.
All right.
No
difference. And last one. Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents. And then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
And don't they all... Well, in most cases, they don't even vote. If they don't vote, the federal government, the federal Congress gets whatever, 20% every year or whatever. So if she voted to give herself one, that's not going to deter me either.
All right. So would you also say no difference then?
No difference.
All right. Thank you. So now that you've like heard all those statements, for who would you vote for? For Esmeralda Soria?
Esmeralda.
All right. Thank you.
I honestly would not trust a Republican in office, period.
All right. Okay. Thank you. So regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as like a Democrat or a Republican or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
All right. And would you consider yourself like a strong Democrat or a not so strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat now.
All right.
Ever since Trump took office.
All right. So generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Pretty liberal.
All right. So that'd be I used to
be a Republican, middle of the road, people worked across the aisle. But now I would never do that again.
All right. So would you say you're very liberal then, or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal. I'm pretty liberal.
All right. So do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
I'm pro-choice.
All right. Thank you. So some people feel strongly about issues that they will vote for or against the candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. So would you ever vote or not vote against the candidate based on only their position on abortion?
I don't think only, but it is a biggie because now they're even trying to take birth control away. So, for me, the more they take away women's rights, the more I'm going to fight for it. So,
All right. So, regardless of how you feel now, for who did you vote back in the 2020 presidential elections?
Say that again?
Yeah, so regardless of how you feel now, for who did he vote for in the 2020 presidential elections?
Oh, I voted for Biden.
Biden? All right. Well, this is going to conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly, truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Sure. You too. Bye.
Thank you.
You have a great night, too.
Well, thank you so much. You too.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Goodbye.